Right now, when a business files for bankruptcy, Wisconsin workers are entitled to at least $3,000 in earned but unpaid wages. The next priority for a bankrupt business is paying the bank. Senate Democrats would remove that $3,000 ceiling so that workers would be entitled to all unpaid wages before banks get their share. Wisconsin AFL-CIO Secretary Treasurer Phil Neuenfeld says it's a matter of priorities.
We think that given the current economic climate, that is something that makes a lot of sense. It's a bad situation, but you have to figure out who you're going to prioritize around the needs, the working families or financial institutions that, quite frankly, are, you know, that's the business that they're in, is to take the risk of making the loan.
But Wisconsin Bankers Association President Kurt Bauer says that if this plan becomes law, fewer banks will take that risk, meaning some businesses won't get the loans they need. He says that creates a credit crunch and says workers will pay the ultimate price.
It would push a business with one foot in the grave all the way in because banks wouldn't be able to calculate their risk exposure, and we'll have to assume that all of an ailing business's collateral will be absorbed by the lien. It's not an income protector as it's being portrayed. It's a job killer.
Wisconsin's current wage lien law, as it's called, was crafted in 2002 as a compromise when the legislature was under split party control. With Democrats now in charge of all state government, this new plan has a good chance of becoming law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.